Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines a verse each day to learn about God and His will for our lives. I'm Joshua Lilly, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll jump right into today's verse, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Verse 4 continues, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. This is a great principle to live by and one of my favorite verses. But if we pass over it too quickly, we might miss just how significant this command is. For some context, this verse comes early in the Apostle Paul's letter to the early Jesus community, the church, in a city called Philippi in the first century world. Paul was a leader of the early church, commissioned and empowered miraculously by a risen Jesus, the Messiah, to spread the message of his resurrection and grow communities of people centered around this message. As these communities grew, they found themselves in need of encouragement or instruction. Paul's letter to Philippi is very practical in nature, which is why we have a very direct and helpful command in today's verse. Let's hear it in a different Bible translation or paraphrase. Earlier, I read from the New International Version, or NIV. Here, the New Living Translation reads, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Verse 4, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Value others above yourself. This sounds a lot like the Golden Rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. Jesus says something along those lines in Matthew chapter 7. However, I would argue that this extends even further. Here, Paul has the audacity to suggest that we should treat others better than how we would want to be treated. When we put it like that, it suddenly becomes much more difficult and might even seem a bit far-fetched or unfair. Of course, this doesn't mean that you must always neglect yourself when thinking of others. In fact, the ways we tend to neglect ourselves are usually much more selfish than selfless, and are often more second nature for us. Things like overworking, seeking pleasure, or making impulsive decisions under the guise of self-care. I believe this is why C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, wrote that humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. To be an others-focused person is different from being someone who neglects their own needs. Often, it is the very remedy for much of our misery today. Sometimes your best self-care might be taking Paul's letter to the Philippians a bit more seriously. Let's not make such a spectacle of our self-awareness and self-protection that we lose sight of Jesus's priorities. In fact, Jesus is our greatest example of selflessness. Read on in Philippians 2. Hear it in the NIV. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Well, how horribly inconvenient that must have been for him. But I am eternally grateful that Jesus's priorities were set on you and me above himself. And ironically, that's what exalted him above every other name. It's a difficult and worthy calling to follow Jesus. And if God himself led the way in modeling true selflessness and humility, surely he can give us the power to do the same. The way up is down. Become humble to be exalted. Your best self-care is to care for others. Take the good news of Jesus as your best example. And if you want more specifics, well, just read the rest of Paul's letter to the Philippians.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.